Monday Night Talk on Twitter. Start at 959watd.com/Monday Night Talk. And don't forget to add hashtag Monday Night Talk to your tweets. And now, more Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And thank you very much, Malcolm, for bringing us up to speed. We are expecting the state representative to be calling us shortly. We hope we'll hear from him. But, you know, as life is, we have to try to do our best to kind of move forward with the time that we have here on air. So I think what we'll do for the time being until we hear from the state representative is we will speak with a couple of folks who are here to talk about an upcoming event taking place on March 22nd at the South Shore Plaza, the Walk for Hospice. And with us, we have Brenda Karkus.
Yes,
Karkus, okay. And we have Chris Flynn.
Right.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, first, Brenda, tell us, what do you have to do with the Walk for Hospice? Give us a little little bio on yourself.
Okay. I'm the director of Hospice of the South Shore, and Hospice of the South Shore is part of the home care division for South Shore Hospital. Mm. I've been working with hospice and in hospices since the early 1980s. And this particular hospice actually has been around since 1981. It's the first that was ever certified in the state of Massachusetts.
And if folks don't know what hospice, because I never want to assume that everybody knows, what is hospice? What does hospice provide?
Hospice is really a philosophy of care for those who are facing a terminal illness. So it's really promoting dignity and a natural death, and working with families and patients to keep people home if that's where they want to be. We serve not only patients in their homes, but also in facilities if that's where they happen to live. So we actually go into assisted livings, long-term care facilities, as well as into individual homes.
All right. Talk to us about Chris. How is Chris attached to the Walk for Hospice or for Hospice?
Well, Chris Flynn actually is the son of one of our patients who died a few months back. Yep. And was a wonderful family to work with and had a lot of wonderful things to say about the care they received. And they're going to be our honorary spokespeople for our hospice walk, which is the 23rd Walk for Hospice. It's been going on for a long time. Now it's up to having thousands of people come to the South Shore Mall on a Saturday morning and walking for this good cause.
Talk to us about hospice and what it's meant to you and your family, Chris.
Well, it was really a terrific experience for us. My mother was an Alzheimer's patient and spent about 6 years, almost 6 years, before we met up with the folks from hospice. And she was failing. She'd reached 90 years old. And those last 4, 5, 6 months were difficult. But they were much easier because hospice was there to help us. And not only did they care for my mother, but they also cared for the family. And they truly helped us to know what to do and when to do it. Mm. And no one knows that. It's something you just don't know until you go through it.
Right.
20 years ago, my dad passed away, and we didn't have the hospice's help. And it was a very, very different experience. He was also in the hospital for 10 days. Mm. And that was very difficult for the family. This was much easier for the family because hospice was helping us day by day, hour by hour, to go through the process of dying.
I'll tell you, I know a little bit about hospice myself. I had a couple of elderly folks, one of them being my father-in-law and my mother, that both had hospice care, and I can't have enough to say good about hospice. They came in, and everything you're saying, Chris, was so true. It was hour by hour, day by day, because you're kind of crushed when a person is facing the end of their life and you don't know what to do. And keeping a person home has so much more personal issues with it, to be there when the very end comes. And I happened to be part of a caregiver team for hospice, and I had that opportunity right up to the end of when this person's life ended, and they called, and the people couldn't have been any better. So anything that hospice does, I think it's just an unbelievable program. People don't realize how much it's needed. Mm.
Yeah, it's wonderful when people do get to use hospice ahead of time. Sometimes people wait till the last minute and they say, I'm not ready. But when we get involved, often they'll say, I wish I had known about this sooner. So if we can even get the word out that people know about what hospice can do and call earlier than later, because it makes a huge difference in the end for the family and the patient.
Yes, and our experience there was very good. We had 6 months with hospice before my mother passed away. And it was just, in my particular case, I happened to be the healthcare proxy. And so I had to make decisions for my mother's health. And it sure is nice to have a professional to tell you what's going to happen next and what decision can be made.
Only child, or were you the only child here? What was the...
One of seven.
Okay.
So there were seven of us there. And that was another good thing, was that we were able to all be there when my mother passed away, because we really knew when it was going to happen.
Sure.
And there's no other way to know except to have people who do that for a living tell you what to expect, what the signs are.
Interesting. Let's talk a little bit about the fundraising, the mechanism to this. How much money has been raised over the years that you've been doing this walk?
Well, last year we raised over $260,000.
Wow.
In one morning at the South Shore Plaza.
Wow.
Pretty amazing. I think it's grown from about $32,000 the first year. That was 23 years ago at the Hanover Mall. But it's gotten so big, we outgrew the Hanover Mall.
Were you going to say something, Bob?
Well, Kev, I think part of that, a lot of people don't realize what hospice does, because it's not necessarily a pay issue. They need to raise the money because they come in whether you can pay or they can't pay.
Right.
They come on a need basis. So this is something that everyone should be totally aware of and should be coming to volunteer to help and raise money and raise funding to run this type of an organization, because it's not something that you have to pay for. It's something that's provided, and it's a South Shore Hospital, I think, that this particular hospice group is affiliated with, am I correct?
Yes, but most people do have some type of insurance that covers most of what we do, but there are lots of things we do in addition to the individual care. There are medications that are too costly to be covered totally. Mm-hmm. There are volunteer programs that we run, and we have about 50 volunteers that go in and out of patients' homes. That's all something we do above and beyond. And then we offer bereavement support for up to 13 months after the family, for the family, to support them and to make sure that they're doing okay, whether that's through support group or sending letters or offering memorial services. So there's a lot that we do in addition to the individual care.
Yeah, and we're speaking with Brenda and Chris, and they're talking with us about the Walk for Hospice that's coming up on March 22nd. How many would you say annually does hospice help? Well, at least the South Shore Hospital.
Yes, our hospice cares for over 500 patients annually at this point.
Mm. Okay. Do you have another question?
Also, I believe that hospice also works with the funeral home in conjunction with bereavement issues and all kinds of stuff that goes along when you come to the end and you don't know how to make the plans. It's just the experience that I had with it was tremendous. I just can't say enough about how people come to your aid when you don't know what to do. You know, you may think that you have this all going on, but when you get this challenge at the end of a loved one's life and you're personally involved, it's difficult without hospice or someone to guide and direct you. Yeah, I think it's a wonderful program.
What's some of the frequently asked questions that you're posed when you have a family that is dealing with this and wanting to enlist in the services of hospice?
Well, a lot of times families want to know when is it going to happen? Is the patient going to be in pain? Will we be able to keep someone home? And really, it depends on the kind of family support that Chris explained. You know, it is really a marriage between the hospice team and the family's team. We can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. We don't come in 24 hours a day. We're really there to support, teach, educate. The nurses are there to help direct in terms of nursing care. Social worker might be available to pull in resources, as you talked about. You know, when is it time to talk to the funeral home? You might want to try to get over there in the next week or two. And if we can help families do some of these things ahead of time, when it really does come to the end, a lot of these things are taken care of. And families aren't in turmoil, you know, the last day trying to make arrangements. It's all done. If we can involve the patient in some of that, we've been able to work with patients who actually, you know, write their own eulogies and can be part of planning the party afterwards. It's pretty amazing when patients have the time that they want to contribute and they want to see how it's going to end.
I guess I would ask you, is there... What is it with someone... Is there a time frame? Is there within a certain amount of time that there's the window for the loved one who might be, you know, that they can enlist in the help from hospice?
Yes, hospice is generally geared for patients who have a prognosis of less than 6 months.
Okay.
Now, no one has a crystal ball, but in general, when we meet a patient, we work with the physician, and together with the physician and the staff, we'll decide if this is the right time. But oftentimes, as I said, we often are pulled in very late in the game, sometimes just with weeks or days to go. So people don't know about us and use us soon enough.
You have a follow-up question, Bob?
No, I really didn't have a follow-up, but I do believe, talking about what you've talked about of when to say to contact hospice, I think probably earlier than later is sometimes better because it eases the burden on the family. We see more and more of this hospice stuff. I have a couple of people that are in bereavement groups, and they talk about how hospice has been so helpful in moving forward with before the end of the dignity of life, so to speak. So I think earlier than later, even if it's not bringing hospice in, but sometimes answering those questions that the people have about their loved one before it gets, you know, closer to the end of the life cycle. So I think sometimes earlier is better, even if it's talk to you, just to answer questions that are difficult to answer.
We want to make sure we thank David Riley also. While he's the silent partner at this particular time, he is here, and he was actually a contact person, so... David, we want to thank you for helping us to prepare this and to put this together. We'll take a small break, and when we come back, we'll give people information about the upcoming event, how to register, stuff like that, right here on Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD. Download the Monday Night Talk podcast from iTunes for free. Just search for Monday Night Talk WATD. We now return to Kevin Tachi and Monday Night Talk.
And we are back, and we want to make sure we thank Brenda Karkus,
yes,
and Chris Flynn, who were here to kind of give us details about the walk for hospice. Coming up on March 22nd, and it's going to be at the South Shore Plaza. And I think there's something we want to get folks aware of as far as this particular walk and maybe other aspects of it. First and foremost, let's talk about the event, the day of the event. What's some of the things that folks might want to make sure they're aware of? Time to get there for registration, some of the other activities that are going on that day.
Well, it starts at 7 in the morning, so it goes from 7 to 10 a.m., but you can register now. People can actually go on the South Shore Hospital website, which is southshorehospital.org/donate. They can register a team, they can support another walker, or they can show up that day and, you know, hopefully donate and enjoy walking around and seeing all the activities. There's usually music, there's Girl Scouts and dancing and face painting, balloon making for the children. It's a really huge family event, and it's very lively. And although hospice can be a sad subject, it is a tremendously rewarding event to go to.
Now, I had mentioned a couple of things, and Chris was kind of, when we were kind of in the break for a moment, and Chris, there are a couple of things you wanted to kind of suggest to folks who wanted to be a part of this event. Give me some things that we could share with the folks in regards to the 23rd annual walk for hospice.
Well, there's no small number of people who can't get involved in this program. People can go up there on their own. They can support an existing team. The largest team we have is the South Shore Hospital employee team, who's been there for years walking and raising tons of money for hospice. You can support my family's team. We're on the website. You can support anybody you know who's involved with hospice, or you can just go there and support the cause. There's lots to do there on the day of the walk. There's lots to do for kids. There's lots to do for adults besides the walking. The walking itself is relatively maybe an hour out of the time that you're there, but the main thing is to get there and help us raise money for this wonderful cause.
Now, from what I understand, there'll be raffles. You'll have entertainment. And there'll even be a wall of memories. Now, can folks bring memories and post them to the wall?
Yes, they can. There's some beautiful papers there that people can post. We also have made some gorgeous quilts over the years from all the T-shirts that people make for their family members. So we've put together these wonderful quilts that we keep adding to year after year.
Hmm. And I was kind of looking at the brochure. You definitely haven't left any stone unturned. I mean, if you want to kind of help bump up what you've raised, maybe you've asked family or friends, maybe you go to your boss and say, hey, would you match what I've done? Would that be a good idea?
That'd be wonderful. That'd be wonderful.
Also, I mean, as far as volunteers, somebody's looking for something, if they're looking for a way to volunteer, this would be perfect for what types of people?
Any types of people. We have Girl Scouts that are volunteering and children that are volunteering, and we have teenagers and adults who volunteer to hand out water, hand out bags to people, man some of the tables.
Mm. Okay. And the other thing, if somebody wanted to sponsor it, if there was a company or a corporation, how can they get involved if they wanted to? They're looking for a way to donate and be part of the community.
They can call hospice directly at 781-624-7080, or they can also go on the South Shore Hospital website and go through the website to donate.
Okay. Anything that we've overlooked that we want to make sure we pay attention to for this website? Do we have a website to get folks involved with, or phone numbers?
Yes. So again, the website is southshorehospital.org/donate. And you can go on there and you'll see all kinds of things, as well as clips and film about what the walk is. And you can also call us directly at 781-624-7080. That's the hospice number. So if you're interested in hospice or just want some information or you want to somehow get involved, you can call us directly.
Excellent. Chris, is there anything you want to say that you haven't already shared with the folks who are listening, other than, again, your family's the honorary family for this year's walk?
And one other thing that we did as part of this program was that when my mother passed away, we asked for donations to hospice in lieu of flowers. And we got a tremendous amount of money that came into hospice that way. So there are many ways to get involved in the program. That was long before this honorary family program that we didn't even know about it at that time.
Do you find a lot of people approaching you knowing that you went through hospice, and from time to time you're feeling that you're helping someone else who's looking for answers when it comes to a loved one who's at that point in their life?
Absolutely. It's a very easy thing to talk about once you've been through it, but a very difficult thing to contemplate if you don't have any information. So the more, you know, as we said earlier, the earlier you get involved with a family member who's sick and in their last days, the better it is for the family and the better it is for hospice to be able to do their job.
Excellent. Brenda, would you like to say anything in closing?
No, I just hope people really do come to the walk, be part of the event. It's a wonderful, inspiring event, and I think, you know, a good place to even get the word out to other people to think about hospice if there's a need in your community. We're there to support the whole South Shore area.
Now, do you the walk, or are you more of somebody who kind of oversees all the operations?
Really, I walk around and greet people and thank people for coming.
What's the day like for you? You've got to go through a couple of pairs of shoes.
Yeah. But, well, you know what? A lot of people walk. Some people walk, but other people really just enjoy the event and walk around and talk to people and see the activities. So it isn't a taxing event in any way. If people want to come, you don't have to come and be prepared to run a mile or walk the whole mall. Just come and enjoy yourself, and I think people will be pretty moved by what they see.
Fantastic. Again, we've been speaking with Brenda Karkus and also Chris Flynn. And I want to thank both of you for being a part of the program this evening. Bob, do you have anything in closing to ask?
I just can't encourage it, be more supportive or encouraging people to please come and do this walk or come and do any volunteerism. You'll come away a different person. You will really, when you see how hospice has touched people's lives, you will definitely come away with a whole different outlook on what it is. And for a few small hours of your volunteerism, it will definitely help tremendous amounts of people, because you don't know when you may need hospice moving forward with any of your family members. So it's always good, in my opinion, to pay it forward voluntarily. And that way you come up with a lot of good things. So thank you, all of you, for what you do. I applaud what you do. I think it's great.
Well, thank you for having us.
And if I might add in closing here, and that is Bob saying that's kind of a heartfelt thing. I know Bob enough to know that he is He champions a lot of volunteer efforts. He is probably the one guy that I know that if there's a volunteer needed for something, he's like the first guy who'll raise his hand and help lead an effort. So when Bob kind of gives a stamp of approval to something, that really means something. So we hope that this event goes well, and we'll look to support you in the 24th year next year and have you back again. How's that sound?
Okay, that's sounds great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
We'll step aside just for a moment, but when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Do not go anywhere.